Before we run out of time or forget, Jennifer's got a couple tickets to give away for
the Arcadia Edible Garden Tour. My good friend Jill Green hosts that every year. You get it's kind of similar to what John did a couple,
Real
Gardens for Real People. And then the Tour de Trees is a little bit similar. Just people love to get out and look and learn. It's just an easy, quick way to learn. There's 10 gardens you get to visit. This year they're adding 3 downtown, which is a big twist because most of them are in Arcadia. Anyway, if you want to win 2 tickets to that tour, it's May 7th, 8 to noon, to 2. Just text us at 411-923. First 2 that just get in, I'll send them the tickets.
That's awesome.
Very good. What is there a website for somebody that doesn't win those but wants to attend?
There is. I'll just put it up on our Facebook.
Okay.
That sounds like a fun tour.
It's wonderful.
Edible garden tour.
It's beautiful. They got trees and gardens and goats and chickens. And
do you get to eat along the way and sample, or you just get to look?
No, you just get to look.
Okay. I'll bet they're going to have something.
Well, they have a little sale in her yard. You can buy food to eat.
Oh, there you go. Let's run to Tucson and bring Gordon in the conversation and see what we can do to help him this morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning, Gordon. How are you?
Oh, pretty good this morning. What I'm looking for is a fast-growing shrub, hedge, tree that would be grow 8 to 10 foot tall. And also, how far would I have to plant them away from a PVC water line and a septic leach line? And they need to be non-poisonous to horses.
And are you looking for something that's going to create a hedge? You said a shrub hedge tree. That's is that a 3-in-1 or is that a multiple choice question?
Something that'll create some privacy. Mm-hmm. From this new subdivision that's going next to my property.
Well, are you out in Vail?
Closer to Corona de Tucson.
Okay. So he's a little...
And it's in the Santa Rita foothills. It's about 3,500-foot elevation here.
So you are a little bit higher. Yeah, you know, I was going to suggest a citrus, you know, hedge, but that may not be possible at that elevation. It's going to be kind of dicey in terms of the cold. You know, something you might want to consider would be the Arizona, help me here.
Arizona.
I want to say rosewood, but it's not rosewood. Yeah, Arizona rosewood. It's got a beautiful, durable leaf, and they make a great hedge. They're a little slow growing, and I'm not sure it'll work at the 35-foot elevation. You got me kind of... perplexed on that side of it. If the Arizona rosewood would work for you, it makes a really nice plant. You know, the ones we use in the low desert, like hopseed and others, I just don't think are going to be frost tolerant enough for that elevation. But the Arizona rosewood, if it can handle the 3,500-foot elevation, would be a great choice.
And just because this last winter was a mild one, those things would have made it, but about every 5 or 6 years where we get a really hard winter that comes through, you know, then it wipes everything completely out and you got to start all over. So I would run to Savanos or on Houghton, probably the closest nursery to you that has the type of options
plants
that would
that
last
that, be good
that
in
little
that
bit
area.
Harder.
Absolutely, yeah. Savannah Nursery, great nursery in Tucson.
Let's bring Brian into the conversation from Gilbert and see what he's up to this morning.
Hey, how can I help you?
All right. Well, we were talking about vines, and you'd mentioned cat claw, but you don't like cat claw because of the root. And he wants to know how to kill off the root to one.
I know. It's again, you have to almost dig them up to try to get some control over those roots, because the roots just are real invasive, pretty difficult. Remember, if you ever are trying to apply a systemic herbicide, the effectiveness of the treatment is based upon how well it uptakes the active ingredient, which means if it's applied topically to the surface of the plant, the more you can, the more surface area you have above ground, the more effective that will be taken up into the plant itself. If you're, there are some soil drenches that you can use, other types of products, but you know, I would call our office at 602-788-0005 and speak with our plant health care director, Sarah Maitland. Sarah can give you some specific application options or treatment options to control those. There are some different ways of injecting a material into the plant, topical applications, and then there can be some drench products that can go onto the soil surface itself and soak into the root system. And maybe she can give you some a heads up on that.
Any closing words?
Oh, just in preparing your trees for summer, just remember we've got that class coming up on June 5th, and also our pruning class, our last one of the summer, is on May 15th, Desert Botanical Garden, dbg.org. And if you have any questions for us in regards to tree maintenance, love to help you out at 602-788-0005 or go to our website at itreeservice.com. That's the letter I, treeservice.com.
Mr. Eisenhower, we appreciate your time as always. It's Rosie on the House every Saturday morning. If you missed something or you heard something in that hour, just go to rosieonthehouse.com, click on podcast, click on today's show, April 23rd, and you can download the entire hour either as a segment or a one-hour podcast.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.